What happens when classical music stops taking itself too seriously? This weekend, the Omaha Chamber Music Society opens its summer season with musical jokes, unexpected twists, and even Mozart played intentionally wrong. The concert titled From the Chords with Comedy features 13 musicians on stage and marks the first season under new artistic director Brett Hodge, principal horn of the Omaha Symphony.
I actually designed this program to have a little comedic effect, as you can hear by the title. The first piece that's going to be on the program is the Mozart's musical joke. And it's one of those where the strings and two horns are, you know, playing together, but Mozart was kind of a jokester, so he wrote some, I quote, wrong things in there. People playing in the wrong keys, wrong notes.
The program moves from Mozart's playful joke to something more modern. A string quartet by Caroline Shawn, one of the most celebrated composers working today. Shawn wrote the piece for the Dumbarton Oaks State in Washington, D.C. Hodge discovered the connection between Shawn's work, that state, and the final piece of the program, Bach's Brandenburg Concerto No. 1, and built the concert around it.
The final piece is Bach's Brandenburg Concerto No. 1. Which is a little bit more of the extended ensemble. You know, you have your strings, bassoon, continuo, which is like harpsichord, and then you've got two horns and three oboes, of all things. So it's a bit of a goofy one, but it's the largest piece on this program, and it's a fan favorite. It goes all over the place, very virtuosic for every single instrument.
13 musicians on stage for one concert is actually one of the largest gatherings in the Society's Summer Series history. But the size is not really what the chamber music is about. Katie Walsh is the general manager and harpist who has been with the organization since its very beginning, says the intimacy is what makes chamber music different from anything else.
You get to connect with your colleagues in a very different way than you do on a big symphony stage. There's just so much more personal interaction. It's satisfying creative pursuit because the way that you get to rehearse and work on and discuss the ideas that you want to get across for a piece of music is just, yeah, completely different than being, you know, conducted by someone who has a vision of how a piece should be. You all really get to have a say in how you want the product to come out.
That intimacy extends to the audience too. Hodge says chamber music gives performers a chance to truly connect, not just with each other, but with the people sitting in the room.
In these kind of instances, it's really nice to be able to look and be able to communicate with your body, your instrument, and just your music. And usually it's a little bit more virtuosic, so everybody gets to be their own individual soloist and not just have to deal with what somebody else's vision is.
The concert also reflects the Chamber Music Society's commitment to reaching audiences far beyond the concert hall. The organization brings musicians to places like Hospice House and the Nebraska Veteran Home, places where live music is a big deal. From the Chords with Comedy takes place this Sunday, June 7 at 3 in the afternoon at the Omaha Conservatory of Music. Tickets and information are available through the Omaha Chamber Music Society's website. From the KBNO Arts Desk, I am Gabriel Escalera.